First Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, Here shall be the house of the Lord God, and here the altar of burnt offering for Israel. David gave orders to gather together the aliens who were residing in the land of Israel, and he set stone cutters to prepare dressed stones for building the house of God. David also provided great stores of iron for nails, for the doors of the gates and for clamps, as well as bronze in quantities beyond weighing, and cedar logs without number. For the Sidonians and Tyrians brought great quantities of cedar to David. For David said, My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorified throughout all lands. I will therefore make preparation for it. So David provided materials in great quantity before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon, and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, My son, I had planned to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, You have shed much blood, and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood in my sight on the earth. See, a son shall be born to you, he shall be a man of peace. I will give him peace from all his enemies on every side, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name. He shall be a son to me, and I will be a father to him, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in building the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord grant you discretion and understanding, so that when he gives you charge over Israel, you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weighing, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone, too, I have provided. To these you must add more. You have an abundance of workers, stone-cutters, masons, carpenters, and all kinds of artisans without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you. David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? Has he not given you peace on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and his people. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Go and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God may be brought into a house built for the name of the Lord. First Chronicles chapter 23. When David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. David assembled all the leaders of Israel, and the priests and the Levites. The Levites, 30 years old and upward, were counted, and the total was 38,000. 24,000 of these, David said, shall have charge of the work in the house of the Lord, 6,000 shall be officers and judges, 4,000 gatekeepers, and 4,000 shall offer praises to the Lord with the instruments that I have made for praise. And David organized them in divisions, corresponding to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Gershon were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan, Jehiel, the chief, Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shelomoth, Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of families of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei, Jehath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. Jehath was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they were enrolled as a single family. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. Aaron was set apart to consecrate the most holy things, so that he and his sons forever should make offerings before the Lord, and minister to him, and pronounce blessings in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were to be reckoned among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom, Shebuel the chief. The sons of Eleazar, Rehabiah the chief. Eleazar had no other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very numerous. The sons of Izhar, Shelomith the chief. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the chief, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai. The sons of Malai, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died having no sons, but only daughters. Their kindred, the sons of Kish, married them. The sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth, three. These were the sons of Levi by their ancestral houses, the heads of families as they were enrolled according to the number of the names of the individuals from 20 years old and upward who were to do the work for the service of the house of the Lord. For David said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he resides in Jerusalem forever." And so the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the things for its service. For according to the last words of David, these were the number of the Levites from 20 years old and upward. But their duty shall be to assist the descendants of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, having the care of the courts and the chambers, the cleansing of all that is holy, and any work for the service of the house of God. To assist also with the rows of bread, the choice flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the baked offering, the offering mixed with oil, and all measures of quantity or size. And they shall stand every morning, thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening. And whenever burnt offerings are offered to the Lord, on Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed festivals, according to the number required of them, regularly before the Lord. Thus they shall keep charge of the tent of meeting and the sanctuary, and shall attend the descendants of Aaron, their kindred, for the service of the house of the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. The divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no sons, so Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests. Along with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of ancestral houses of the sons of Eleazar, and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They organized them by lot, all alike, for there were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. The scribe Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the officers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech son of Abiathar, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, one ancestral house being chosen for Eleazar, and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Jeconiah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deleiah, the 24th to Maaziah. These had as their appointed duty in their service to enter the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by their ancestor Aaron, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the chief, of the Izharites, Shelomoth, of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shemir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Malai, and Mushai, the sons of Jehaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari, of Jaaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri, of Malai, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their ancestral houses. These also cast lots corresponding to their kindred, the descendants of Aaron, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of ancestral houses of the priests and of the Levites, the chief as well as the youngest brother.